one of the most active family-owned corporations opposing action on climate change in the U.S., are Kansas billionaires Charles and David Koch, owners of Koch Industries. The Kochs have given tens of millions of dollars to political candidates and groups that deny climate science, undermine policy solutions to the problem, and attack subsidies for clean energy competition, while preserving billions of dollars in handouts to fossil fuel companies. The Koch brothers also generally promote a radical brand of free market capitalism that advocates large tax cuts for the wealthy while cutting social safety net programs for poor and working families. Largely below the radar, the Kochs in recent years have steadily increased their grants to colleges and universities across the U.S. According to a database compiled by Greenpeace, the Kochs have donated nearly $50 million to 254 universities nationwide since 2005. Those funds support conservative economic research that promote the Kochs' libertarian economic philosophy and the hiring of like-minded professors. On November 5th, a group called OnKochMyCampus.org, dedicated to exposing and challenging Koch brothers' money on campus, organized a national day of action to stop the corporatization of education. The protest, involving dozens of campuses, focused on publicizing the Kochs' influence in political agenda and higher education in advance of the 2016 election. Your reporter spoke with Kaylin Jordan, co-founder of OnKochMyCampus.org, who discusses her group's demand for transparency by college administrators on what donations their institutions are receiving from the Koch brothers and the political influence it buys.
From 2005 until 2013, there has been $68 million at over 300 campuses from the Charles Koch Foundation and other Koch foundations. And that funding has been different from campus to campus, but it has usually gone to economic departments, business departments. It's funded professorships. It's funded research think tanks. It's gone into the classroom. And what we've seen when we've been able to get information, which has been really difficult, we've seen that the influence has taken place in the classroom. The Koch Foundation said at Florida State University that they wanted final decision-making over the hiring of professors that it was funded. We're seeing a lot of influence on research coming out of Suffolk, coming out of Utah State University, that then gets funneled directly into the Koch Foundation's political network. So what we've seen is that this work on college campuses that they're doing is very methodical, and it is just the first step in the overall political machine that is what the Koch entity does.
So what is your organization asking of college administrators when you talk about Koch money that's coming into the campus, or your suspicions that it is Koch money? From my understanding, you're trying to get some transparency into the process of the funding that the Koch brothers may provide, and also finding out about the strings attached and the quid pro quos that may not be so obvious to students and faculty.
Absolutely. Transparency is our number one goal. We're hoping to get transparency of any Koch donation to a university, but we're also hoping that we can help universities put in place policies that won't just apply to the Kochs. It will apply to any donor so that any student, any faculty member, any member of that university community can understand what money is coming into the university and what strings attached and what influence it's having on their campus.
So one thing that caught my eye was your National Day of Action last week on Thursday, November 5th, where dozens of college campuses participated to bring attention to the Koch brothers' money on campus. Tell us a little bit about what happened on November 5th when all these members of your organization across the country worked to bring attention to Koch brothers' money on college campuses.
It was a fantastic day. We saw a lot of unity in the student activists and faculty on college campuses. We had 50 schools participate, and the actions that they did varied from posting a picture on social media saying, I want to uncoke my campus, saying what you were concerned about on campus, to students doing banner drops and handing out flyers on campus, to campaigns kicking off their first UNCOPE chapter on that day. And at American University, they introduced a model policy to stop, you know, the undue influence that we've seen from the Koch brothers. So our campuses did a lot of different things, and they spoke really loudly, and we started to see people take notice, people engage in the campaign that haven't before. So it was a really, really gratifying day of action, and we had great support from Student Labor Action Project and Food and Water Watch. So other organizations that are active on campus also participated, and that unity was really felt.
Kaylin, as we conclude here, if one of our listeners wanted to find out if their college or university was receiving funding from the Koch brothers, how would they go about doing that research?
It's actually really simple. So you can just go to uncokemycampus.org, which is our website. You can go to the resources page, and on that page we have a link to our interactive database where you can find out if your university has been Koch funded. We would really encourage anyone, whether they're a student, a faculty member, a grandparent of a student, an alumni, just a concerned citizen, to look into this, look into the university that you went to, look into the university in your hometown, and just see if it's Koch funded. And if you want to get involved, regardless of if you're in school or out of school, I'd encourage you to reach out to us. We want to work with anybody to get transparency around this issue and get some answers.
That was Kaylin Jordan, co-founder of uncokemycampus.org. Learn more about the group's mission and related information on the Koch brothers by visiting our Between the Lines website at btlonline.org.